Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Chad Dolan, Iowa Department of Natural Resources Fishery Management Biologist at Lake Darling near Brighton, about ice fishing safety.
For starters, what would be your top pieces of advice to ice fishermen in getting ready to head out on the frozen waters?
There's some pre-planning involved, probably making sure that you have ice picks, which is essentially a tool you can hang around your neck. If you were to fall through the ice, you know, you can jab those picks into the ice beside where you fell in and hopefully pull yourself out. Ice cleats to put on your boots to make sure you don't slip and fall, essentially. Always preparing for the weather by wearing warm clothing and layers so that you can peel some of those off if you get a little hot. But it never hurts to have a little too much as opposed to not enough. And then when you go out ice fishing, it's always a great idea to make sure you let somebody know where you're going, when you plan to come home, and it's even better idea to take somebody along with you in case the worst were to happen. At least there'd be somebody there to get help or to help pull you out. Especially during this early ice fishing season too, there's a lot of people eager to get out. The ice can be a little sketchy right now until we get some real sustained cold weather. So early in that ice fishing season, it's always a good idea to drill test holes as you move out from shore just to make sure that ice is safe. And when I say safe, no ice is completely safe, but generally we say that should be 4 inches of clear blue ice in order to support yourself and your gear. Especially if you've got other people with you, you're going to want to make sure that you've got at least 4 inches.
Chad, would bright colored clothing be advantageous?
Helpful, yeah. It's probably a good safety feature that makes you very visible to all of those around you, especially if you were out there by yourself. If somebody were to see that bright color, it might draw their attention in the case that things didn't go well for you and you needed help, they'd be able to find you.
Generally, what kind of weather pattern should we want to see first before we even maybe really think about getting out on a frozen pond or lake?
And I kind of alluded to this, but sustained cold weather, weather like we've been having lately. Yes, we've had a few cold days. We've had a snowstorm. We've been making ice, but then also, you know, during the days, we've been getting pretty warm and having a lot of melting take place for that matter. And as basically any good ice that's formed can melt a little bit and then refreeze at night, and that introduces air bubbles, and it just doesn't make for a good situation. The ice isn't as strong as it was. So just kind of gauging, looking at what we've got now, we've got a lot of snow, kind of sleet formed on top of the ice as well, which really insulates the good ice. And yes, it kind of helps keep things intact a little bit, but then also really doesn't help the formation of new ice, and it can be misleading. We often see this. People go out, they drill a test hole, and they're coming back and saying, well, there's 7 inches of ice out there. Well, you can't count kind of that snowy, slushy mix and honeycombed ice that you have on top of that clear blue ice, and when you subtract that, you may find that your ice thickness is a lot less. So you've got to be aware of that. But at this point in time, really, we need probably some good warm days to melt all that bad stuff off the top. And then some sustained cold weather on top of that to really form some new good ice before it's really good conditions for people to get out there.
With the DNR, do you have access to information that kind of points towards maybe peak times that maybe on an annual basis, maybe might be good times for ice fishing?
Out. Of course, right at the beginning of the season, everybody's always eager, but the fish can be deep at that point, the onset of winter. But actually, the best time to do a lot of ice fishing is in the late season. Fish kind of move up shallower, kind of in preparation for springtime. The problem that, you know, we run into there is that also can be the time when ice conditions are deteriorating very quickly. So people need to be aware of that. The bite can be fast and furious, you know, in late season, and some of the best ice fishing that you're going to see. But you've got to be very aware of the things that I mentioned in terms of ice fishing safety and make sure that that ice is safe enough for you to be on. It could be safe in the morning, and by afternoon it may not be. Regardless of that, through the entire ice fishing season, you can have good luck. Fish might be a little deeper, so you're going to try variable depths as you're fishing, and then drill multiple holes and be willing to move. If you don't catch anything in a hole for 15 minutes or so, you might want to move to a new hole and try that out and see if you're getting a bite. And if you do and the bite's sustained, you can stay there. If not, move. So be willing to kind of be mobile and move around.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Chad Dolan, Iowa DNR Fisheries Management Biologist at Lake Darling near Brighton. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.